Is This a Ghost is sponsored by Lady Swan Travel.
Yeah, Patrick, back again.
You want to travel somewhere? Where should we go? Let's go somewhere.
We should go somewhere. Do you want to go to a spooky place or like a not spooky place?
I mean, any place can be a spooky place if it's spooky in your heart.
Mm-hmm. True. Then let's probably go to the beach then. Because if you can make something spooky.
Beaches are real spooky because there's lots of fish there. So that's good. We're talking East Coast, West Coast.
West Coast.
Obviously not Florida.
Yeah, West Coast. We should both have to travel. It'd be cheating if we went to the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right. So if we're gonna go, Patrick and I, we've decided we're going to go on a trip, on a beach vacation together. Just the two of us. And we're going to use Lady Swan Travel to plan that. And that's our good friend, Jen Swanson, mm-hmm. who is... so organized and so great at all this stuff. We're going to have her. She's going to plan it all for us. We're not going to do a thing. We're going to relax.
We're going to say, Jen, we're going west. And she'll say, I'm on it.
And she's going to say, how many nude beaches? We're going to say, all of them, I think.
It's kind of a tour.
and she'll make it happen because that's the power of Lady Swan Travel. So she's going to book our flights. She's going to book our hotel. We're not going to have to do a thing. Mm-hmm. And
we're not going to have to pack anything either. I mean,
no, she's going to pack everything. She's buying us a new wardrobe.
Yeah. Well, I meant for the nude beaches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I'm not packing anything, literally.
Should we bring clothes for dinner, though? Like, in restaurants and stuff?
They don't have that at the nude beach? I'm confused.
I don't know. I've never been to one. It's the first time, and I'm very excited.
I don't think I could eat nude. I really don't.
You know what? We should ask Jen.
Okay. So I'll put it on the list.
Thank you. Jen, can Patrick eat nude?
No. I mean, well, actually... I'm not going to know until
she'll know the answer.
I'm not.
So if you want to go on a trip like Patrick and I are going on.
Or even not similar to the one Clayton and I are going
on. Could be different. Could be different. I don't know why it would be, but it could be different. Then go talk to Jen. Go to ladyswantravel.com and Jen is going to, she's going to take care of you. She's going to make sure that you, not only that all your trips are, you know, the components are booked, but she will also suggest like some really cool things you could do in that town. She will research what's going on wherever you're going and be like, here's the deets, I think is what she says. Is that still that's right? Right.
It is. She'll let you know where you can be nude, where you cannot be nude, and where you can,
and
where it's still up in the air.
And all three of those versions are so important, so important for your travels. So go to ladyswantravel.com. Jen's going to help you out. She's really amazing. She keeps this show going somehow. I don't know how. She's so good that she does it behind the scenes. And I don't know how we're still doing this 117 episodes in. But that's the power of Jen. Any final thoughts, Pat, on Lady Swan Travel?
Can't wait. Pins and needles.
In your swimsuit area?
I think it's infected, actually. I don't know.
Jen, can you find a doctor? I'm gonna need help, Jen. In the West Coast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Is This a Ghost? My name is Clayton Smith. And every week, right here on this show, I tell a real ghost story from real history to my real friend Patrick Dean, who does not take it real seriously, but who's coming around to J.D. Vance, I think.
His hatred of academia, certainly.
I love that clip is resurfacing. It's like, I'm going to say two things in this clip, and it is, one, professors are evil, and two, Nixon was right. Just like, boy, man, that's tough messaging, bud.
I'm trying to boil down my support just a handful of guys in Central Ohio. That's really all I need.
If I can get these three dudes who hated me in high school, I will feel personally like I've really done something here as vice presidential candidate.
This is for vice president of Ohio, right? No?
No.
Oh, shit. I've made so many bad choices.
How am I still in this? This is frankly surprising. What a time. Anyway, what's going on in your life?
Boy, not much. And yet everything. Okay. So
I hear everyone in your house is mad at you tonight.
No, they're mad at everything. School's starting back up. So the stress knob is getting just cranked all the way up. Yeah. And it feels like it's at the end of the knob, and then you can kind of get a little bit more out of it. that's where that we knob are right
goes
now.
To 11.
It really does. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Where we are right now in the house with everybody going to a million different schools at a million different times. Pretty exciting.
I'm also going back to school.
I heard. Yeah, in October. I'm sorry. Maybe. You're done in October. Let me check
my calendar. Oh, yeah, done in maybe September, actually. It's like early. It's like late. It's early October. Yeah.
Okay. You're right. Good. So you'll be off for Halloween, right?
Oh, of course. I said I'll only take this job if I can be off for Halloween.
We need to wrap this whole thing up by Halloween.
I've got a lot of plans, and I cannot be hindered by things that pay me money to do these Halloween plans.
A lot of inflatables, a lot of things to hang in the tree in front of the duplex.
Yeah, so I do need you to give me a lot of money as if I were working,
right.
but cannot work.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Yeah, we have no yard now, so it's going to be interesting. What do I do with all these things? You know, we're in a, like the second story of a townhouse now, so I guess we can put them all on our deck.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Just like tie them to the railings and just, you know, hope for the best. Yeah. That's what we'll do. Anyway, I got lots of time to figure it out because I have all of October off. And then November and then December.
And then January.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. I feel so stupid for saying that because in January, spring semester, I have to teach 3 classes.
Ooh, buddy. Starting with January 2? January 3?
January 6? Is that right? Pretty early. January 6th. Oof. Now, 2 of those 3 classes are, again, only 7 weeks long. Mm. One of them is one of them is a full 15 weeks. Oof.
Man.
So one of them I have to teach until April.
Gosh.
And then I don't. So
and then off till October again.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers, friends. Thoughts and prayers would be really appreciated. It's great. Gosh. What else? Anything else we need to catch up on?
I am good. I am all catched up.
All right. Well, do you want to hear a ghost story?
I'd love to. I'd love to be spooked.
That's good. That's good because I have indeed a ghost story for you, my friend.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
Dong.
Found that on the first try, by the way. Charleston, South Carolina. Oof. This feels like a haunted place, doesn't it?
I have been there. It is. It feels very, very spooky at all times.
Have you seen ghosts?
I was there during the daytime. So they don't have ghosts serious enough to be out during the daytime. They don't like Ghostbuster ghosts. But they, they have ghosts. I figure.
Yeah, I think so.
If any place.
Less sense. Let's see. In the late 1800s, Charleston was experiencing a bit of a renaissance. As were most southern cities, I think, because they were all fucked up from the Civil War.
Different from the French or the European Renaissance, in that they weren't just rebuilding a burned to the ground city.
Yeah, it was less of a like, hey, do you think it's time finally for us to engage in art? And more like, hey, my house is ashes. Yeah. I live in a pile of dirt. Can we build this, please?
My ass is so sore from being kicked into the ocean. Can you please help me?
So it's time to rebuild Charleston. And one of the houses that goes up during this time is a house at 72 Queen Street. And just for reference for you, Patrick, here's what that house looks like today. Boop, boop.
Oh, this is exactly how I recall. Wait.
What?
That isn't.
Have you been to this place?
I have. That is Pugin's. It's Pugin's.
You've been to Pugin's?
I've been to Pugin's porch. I have been to Pugin's porch.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, spoiler alert.
Okay. Oh my God! I almost said something at the beginning of the episode, but I couldn't recall whether it was Pugin or Pukin. But yes, I've absolutely eaten.
All right, let me ask you: how many places in Charleston have you been to?
Just the one. That was it.
Fucking figures. All right, great. So you know this building intimately.
I do. It's set up kind of as a. I mean, it was a someone's home, in an estate that was converted to an outrageously good restaurant.
Just, I'll tell you, I looked at the menu for this place. Mm-hmm. It looks unbelievably mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. Yeah. If
unbelievably good.
If we could figure out a sponsorship from Pugin's Porch for this episode specifically, I mean,
well,
I'm willing to talk about them at length.
Let's see how this episode goes, and then we'll see if it feels like a good fit. I don't, it could go either way.
They're doing a great business, though, so I don't think we could really bring it down that much.
Well, I guess that's good. Don't tell them that, because if they're doing such a good business, they probably don't need us. So what you should say is like, hey, this was fine, wink. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it too much, wink out of the other eye, and then say, but we can help. please send hush puppies. So this is indeed Pugin's Porch. Now, this is a house that, again, 72 Queen Street. There is some conflicting data about when it was built. The house was either built in 1888 or 1892, which is not hugely different either.
You can only build houses in a presidential election year.
Do it during Olympics.
That's actually one of the Olympic events they had was, let's rebuild the South. Gold medal goes to, ironically, the North. Silver medal, though, goes to the South.
To?
Mm-hmm. Bronze. Several
countries in Africa.
Oh, bronze goes to France, which is kind of weird for them, but, you know, they're helpers.
So, either way, by 1900, it was the home of two sisters named Zoe and Elizabeth Saint-Amand.
Oh.
Saint-Amand.
Yeah.
If your last name is Saint-Amand, you got to be like, even if it's not pronounced Saint-Amand, I think you tell people.
Mm. Or you just change it to Stamond.
Yes. So
run the whole thing together.
They moved in when they were pretty young. Elizabeth was born, she was the oldest one. She was born in 1877. So that makes her 23 when they move into the house. Mm-hmm. Zoe is born 2 years later in 1879. So by the time they move into the house, they're in their, you know, they're 20-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a cool time to move into a house.
Oh, absolutely. Yourself
with no parents.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into a house in our, this is probably mid-20s.
We were mid-20s and moved into the Murder Engine, I think, right?
Yeah, we were pretty old. We were pretty responsible.
Pretty mature, let's admit. mature enough to name our house the Murder Engine.
Mm-hmm. I've only gotten less mature since then because I've never named the house anything. And it's all really, in some ways, been downhill since Murder Engine.
Yeah.
Where are we here? Now, there we go. For some reason, there's more info on the World Wide Web about Zoe than there is about Elizabeth.
Hmm.
So, you know.
She wasn't very online, I guess.
No. Elizabeth, well, she was, but she had a Yahoo address, and it's like,
oh,
yeah, no, okay, thanks. Come on. Uh-huh. I can take you seriously. Zoe was at least, you know, she was Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
So we know a lot about her.
Have you ever pre-screened a friend? Or at least pre-screened like an acquaintance? If, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, email me that. Here's my email address, blah, 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 @yahoo.com. You're like, I already feel like I know about 70% of your personality right now just from the email extension.
I probably shouldn't say this public setting.
Totally should.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. Well, there was a time. I think the statute of limitations has passed. Before I entered academia, when I was working at Ticketmaster, one of my jobs was to hire for certain roles, like on my team, and also hire interns and stuff. And I will say when resumes came in and they're like, here's my email address and it's at Yahoo or at AOL.com. Uh-huh. I was like, I've seen all I need to see.
My desk has two stacks of resumes and that is how we go from one stack to two stacks.
That's right. That's right. Also, I ran social media. So it's like if you're using AOL, you don't know social media and that's okay. It's just this and we're all happier that you're not going to be called back by me in the long run. So yeah, that was their story. And then, so Zoe, we know some about. Elizabeth was a Yahoo user. Now Zoe was a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She taught elementary students. So she's like the Amy. She's like the Amy of this story.
Right. I mean, she, this is like turn of the century, South Carolina. Are there non-elementary teachers? I mean, is that?
That's a great question. I have to assume there is one. There's one building where all the kids who want to learn or whose parents are like, I don't know what to do with you today.
Yeah.
Go there.
Go learn geometry. That's all you need. Yeah.
They'll show up in your, and so Zoe's like, I guess today we're going to talk about circles. And many of the kids are like, we're 30. Yeah. But she's like, well, this is, I don't know. Do you know about circles? And they're like, well, admittedly, no, I do not. So she teaches at the crafts school in Charleston. She was very fond.
They just do crafts? That's
it. I mean, very clearly. So.
Now it's starting to come into pretty sharp focus. I think I understand the whole situation here. I work at the craft school. I am the head basket weaving coordinator. I mean, I don't want to like toot my own horn or anything, but I only have one course this semester. It's pretty sweet.
And it lasts 7 weeks. Yeah. So she wears long black dresses. That's kind of her vibe.
Yeah.
She just sure. You know, modest, buttoned up. She wears long black dresses that are in the Puritan style. She has round, wire-rimmed glasses. She feels very much like a she's all that, just waiting for her Freddie Prinze Jr. to come by and be like,
she's either the she's all that or she is like the old woman who swallowed a fly. That's kind of the two different things she could be in this story.
I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't really find anything about Elizabeth, as I said, for whatever reason, other than the fact that both sisters seemed to very much prefer the company of each other to the company of men.
Can't blame them. I really can't.
As having been a man for 41 years now, I get it. And I blame them not.
I always tell Amy that the worst part about in. I have a million stories to support this, but the worst part about being a man, hands down, is other men. Hands down.
I mean, without question and consistently.
So my favorite story in that vein is I was at Busch Stadium a couple years ago watching the Cardinals play. I was in up in like kind of the Redbird Club, which is a nicer level of seating, you know, private bar. You know, private, you know, cutting stations, you know, carving stations.
Carving stations, yeah. Get some roast beef.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was using the men's room at the beginning of the game, you know, first, second inning, something like that. And, you know, waiting in line for the urinal, whatever. And I notice in the center of the bathroom, it's a fairly large bathroom, you know, maybe 10 people could use it. In the center of the bathroom, there is a floor drain right in the center of the floor. I just make quick note of it because I'm very bored waiting for my turn. Use the bathroom, go back to my seat. By about the seventh inning, I go back and use the same bathroom. And someone that works at the stadium has had to put a cover over the floor drain because too many men were just peeing into the floor drain while waiting for the urinal.
All right. Devil's advocate. In their defense, I guess is the right word.
It's all pipes.
It's all pipes. You pee in the shower, right?
They all go to the same place.
In the shower, you can pee. It's a dry shower.
Mm-hmm. True.
Standing over that is it's a dry normal shower where you just pull out your dick and hope for the best.
My favorite part of it though was it clearly was a cover that they keep somewhere and they bring out later in the game to put over the floor drain because this happens every single game.
And let's see. It's fifth inning. All right. Time to put the covers out.
I'm going to go cover up all the piss holes in the men's rooms. Oh, those animals.
Man.
So anyway, yeah.
We're not great.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. We can pick up heavy stuff. That's one of our talents.
My back is shot.
Oh, never mind. That was our only thing. That was all we had.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I just have floor drains now. So that was the Saint Amand sisters. They were wise to that. Mm-hmm. And here is them.
It might have been mutual. I'll just be honest.
That's not nice to say. That's not nice to say at all.
It's a pretty dress. It's a very pretty dress. They also appear. The one on the left. The one on the right is the black
puritanical
dress. Yeah. They seem fine. They seem like they might be a little spunky. They're very old in this photo.
By this time, so this photo's taken, God, they were probably, this is probably like 19, almost, this is probably like World War II mm-hmm. or later.
Yeah.
Like they're up there.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of years old. Just hundreds of years
several
old.
Several thousand years old at this point.
Struggling to hold all the dust together in their veins just long enough for the photo to take.
These are Indiana Jones villain at this point, for sure. But that's them. So the sisters lived together, and they did not look for friendship elsewhere. So these are what you might call spinsters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a safe word to say. I don't know if that's, I don't know the connotations involved, but I did read it on the internet. So that's a quote.
Right. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, you're not like trying to win them over as voters. So I think you're okay.
Well, not anymore. Yeah. Look at these deplorables.
Yeah. These childless old spins. Oh, wait, no, I'm not supposed to say that. Ooh,
should I double down on it though? I think I will.
Yeah. Those three guys in Ohio, they've been waiting for me to say this.
Look at these fucking sociopaths. God, do you think Vance is the most talented vice presidential candidate we've ever seen? Or just one of the most talented?
He is, let me put it this way, he is moving the needle the most. I will say that he is the vice presidential candidate who has definitely made the biggest difference.
He's really doing it.
Yeah, the most consequential vice presidential candidate maybe ever. Really.
Oh man. All right. So the sisters are incredibly close. They keep to themselves, obviously, for decades, but. One of the things we do know about Elizabeth is that she died in 1945.
Hmm.
Now, because the sisters were so close, this is obviously incredibly difficult for Zoe. Elizabeth is basically her like one and only person. And I don't think they own any cats even.
Oh, wow. So it really is just them.
It really is just them. So Zoe then becomes even more withdrawn. She leaves the house even less. She sinks into what I think, you know, we would pretty confidently diagnose now as a pretty deep depression. And it seems like her overall mental health starts to decline.
Mm-hmm.
There's one night in particular, a few months after Elizabeth died, that Zoe, she leaves the house and she starts wandering down the street and she is calling out her sister's name. Like she's looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
She was apparently pretty agitated that she couldn't find her. One of the neighbors comes out and they take her in. And eventually that neighbor drove her over to Bon Secours Saint Francis Hospital.
Why couldn't we have been settled by the Spanish? It's so much easier.
So Zoe lives at the St. Francis Hospital for the rest of her days.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. Until her death on July 3rd, 1954, which is 9 years after Elizabeth's passing.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, so she's there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both Zoe and Elizabeth were buried at St. Lawrence Cemetery in Charleston, which is, I have a note here, located at 60 Huguenin Avenue, if you want to be a real weirdo about it, and go say hello. Now, obviously, once the sisters had departed the house, other folks moved in. I don't know, like, I don't know the history of the house. I don't know if it's, like, if they owned it or if they were renting or, like, I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
all squatting, who knows? Yeah.
everyone. I think, in some ways, I think everyone in Charleston is, been a squatter forever. There's no, they don't believe in ownership there, which right. I celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's once a year. It's like the Purge, mm-hmm. except finding a house.
Yeah, it's musical house. Like, everybody goes out in the street.
Pack up all your stuff, put it on your back. Yeah. Whatever you can take with you, and that's what you have.
No fair going back into your house. No fair.
No. You cannot go back into your house. But the first person into each other house is the one who gets that house for the next year. Mm-hmm. That's what they did. So by 1976, a woman named Bobby Ball, she sees a house and she's like, oh, this should be a restaurant.
Clearly. Yes.
Clearly. So Bobby starts renovating the house, and not long afterward, she notices a sweet little doggo who would wander up to the house and lie down on the porch.
Hmm.
This is a little raggedy old neighborhood dog. Mm-hmm. And his name?
Let me guess.
Was?
Fido.
Yes.
Excellent. Fido's Porch.
Fido's Porch.
What's this episode called again? I can't remember.
Let me check this. Scroll up. His sweet little name was Pugin.
Aw.
What do you think is the etymology of Pugin?
Pugin. Oh, man. I'm going to say... like a little shit, you know, like your little poop. Yeah.
That's a poo.
Yeah. A little poo.
Mm-hmm. Like a cute poo.
Yeah. 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 Like a cutie poo.
Mm-hmm. Cutie poo. But also we want to really center the mm-hmm. shit part right. of the name. Yeah. Front and center. We like you a lot, but mm-hmm. you're a little shit. You do poop a lot. So Pugin was, quote, a good old down-home southern porch dog.
Mm.
I'll tell you, I have no idea what that means. You know anything about porch dogs? Is that a...
I've got to believe it's just a dog that gets hot very easily. You know, just five steps off the porch and like, nope.
Now back on the porch.
Not. Yep.
This was a mistake. I think, based on just, you know, stories of Pugin, my best guess is what it really means is, like, he's just kind of a wanderer. So I think he's just a neighborhood dog who only goes as far as the porch. Mm.
But
it's cool when he's on your porch, but you're like, right. you do not fucking come in this house. You are riddled with fleas.
So not just your porch, all porches. He lives on porch.
Yeah, Pugin gets around.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Don't blame him.
Absolutely. So Pugin's a porch dog, and he particularly likes to wander around Queen Street.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the porches he loves, of course, is old number 72. And I have a picture of a painting of sweet little Poogie.
He was painted?
Yeah, he was painted.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful boy.
Isn't he so cute?
He is gorgeous.
He is the best boy.
A white sheepdog. Just a beautiful white sheepdog is what I'm seeing.
Oh my God, look at those eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's a good boy. Mm-hmm. You could tell he's a good boy. They really captured him here. I also like they captured him, presumably, on the in front of the door of Pugin's Porch Restaurant, where they also have the A rating from the health department.
Just in case anybody is curious, there is a dog in the restaurant. There's a dog in the restaurant at all times. But the health department, that means we come down from an A+ to an A-. Both A's. Both A's.
Yeah. Both A's. So really no difference.
Yeah.
So we'll just show you the first half of the A, just because it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what kind of A. So Pugin was a mutt, but he had a heaping helping of white terrier mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, she loves him immediately because, of course, I mean, you've seen the dramatic painting.
I'm in love with him, and he's been dead for decades.
So some people who were building up a, you know, what was meant to be a clean and sanitary restaurant mm-hmm. might have pushed away a mangy old dog. But Bobby, that's not Bobby.
Mm-mm.
Bobby loves Poogs. She lets Pugin hang around. And when the restaurant opens, she realizes there's only one thing to call this restaurant. Boogan's Porch.
Boogan's Porch.
Boogan's Porch, as you apparently know. Mm-hmm. So Bobby, she loves him so much, she names a restaurant after him, and the only problem with Pugin, if there is a problem, I should say, I don't want to say like, if you're gonna like nitpick one thing, it is that he is old as fuck. he's so old, and so it's only a few years before poor Pugin dies of presumably natural causes in 1979.
Dies of, you know, a general cause of being outside for 15 years. That'll get under the skin. It really will.
Literally eaten by insects. Yeah. Over a period of 30 years. Mm-hmm. Poor Poogs. So Pugin died in 1979, but he is neither gone nor forgotten. From time to time, guests at Pugin's Porch we'll see the ghostly apparition of sweet little Poogs romping around on the porch. Oof. I have to ask, just because apparently you've been there. Mm-hmm. You see a dog?
I did not see a ghastly dog.
Ghastly is tough.
I mean, you know, it's tough. At this point, you know, I think he probably would be. I'm just confused. What kind of unfinished business would a porch dog have? Or maybe all business he would have is unfinished. You know,
possibly all business. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, easy, not enough scritches.
True. Never could.
Need more scritches.
Never could get enough scritches. So
couldn't get enough scritches. If you can't come in a house, that's going to limit your scritches. All the best scritching happens, like good scritching happens on the porch for sure. But like, if you're going to concentrate your scritches, that's inside.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, flea ridden, you probably need a lot more scritches than you might expect.
I think you need so many scritches. So my best guess is not enough scritches.
That's fair.
But yeah, also I think it's potentially valid. If you spend your entire life on porches, you have done no business. So you've got a whole life left unlived. So that could be part of it too. Now, sometimes when people see him, he's a full-on boogie dog. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people just see the shadow of a dog moving around on the ground.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be wild? Mm-hmm. But sweet little Pugin is not the only ghost that haunts Pugin's porch. Ooh. Zoe Saint-Amand haunts the restaurant as well. What?
She seems like she may have unfinished business.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Yeah. Did not get laid once. Really regrets it.
Really hoping I'd come back as a 25-year-old and no, 115. Damn it. This is never going to happen.
So just as in life, she's dressed all in black when she appears. She walks through the building, wailing and calling out Elizabeth's name, which I'll just tell you, that's not going to get you laid. That's not going to do it for you, bud.
You're going through that routine a long time. I'll say that much.
And like, if you finally do find someone who's like Randy for that, that's not how you want to lose your virginity.
Not going to be the result you want.
But she is still looking for her sister. She did haunt the building before it was a restaurant. And Bobby says that her presence has only increased since they opened it to the public.
Because the biscuits. Because the biscuits.
It's got to be the biscuits. God, I tell you, if I, let's say I die, right?
Sure, maybe. Maybe someday. Who knows?
Probably not, but probably maybe.
Happens to most of us.
Uh-huh. And I have no intention of being a ghost. I'm going to pass all the way on over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if someone I know or like some place I know starts making fucking biscuits, I'm crawling back.
Yeah.
I am clawing my way through the veil for a biscuit. Fucking lot. There are no biscuits in heaven.
No, absolutely not. They haven't figured it out yet.
No. No. They can't, you know. It's like, you know, when you get the recipes for things that need to like rise or like sit in the oven for a while, it's like, okay, well, if you're at sea level, here's
sure
the time. Yeah. If you're in the Rocky Mountains, for it's going to take longer in the oven, and here's the time. No one has yet calculated for heaven, because it's way up there, and so you cannot have biscuits.
So you're reading the back of the bag, and you're like, $4.50 for eternity. Well, conveniently, I do have a dial for that on here, but I really want biscuits now.
I'm clawing back for that for sure. And I guess that's right. Yeah, so does Zoe for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see, where are we? So staff members of Pugin's Porch say they've seen her going up and down the stairwell. And a lot of diners who see her assume at first that she is part of like some historical recreation thing.
Sure, in a restaurant. Happens all the time.
I mean, to be honest, like if I in South Carolina, I kind of think it probably does. Yeah. I would be 0% surprised if it did happen in South Carolina is probably the best way to say it. Now that I've been in Virginia for about a month, month and a half, it feels, you would be surprised where people turn. We went to Monticello when my parents were in town and we wandered around for a while. And, in the back half of our tour, we looked across the yard outside of Thomas Jefferson's house. And there was a Thomas Jefferson and a Martha Jefferson just wandering around, not talking to anyone or anything, just like wandering the ground.
It's going to be a very, very fun game if you live on the East Coast called Mental Illness or a Bit. Is this a bit or do I need to call somebody? I don't know.
Well, and it was fucking 95 degrees outside and they're, in like very heavy clothing.
Yeah. Jefferson was like begging his wife to bleed him. Just, my God, it's so hot. Get some of this hot, hot blood out of my body. I need to lower
my body temperature by 30 degrees right now. Please take all my blood. Anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's a reenactment of some sort. But then they'll see there's a picture on the wall of the sisters. So then they'll look at the picture and they will see Zoe.
Right.
And they will then realize like, oh no.
Oh,
this is bad. There's a hotel right across the street from the restaurant. People who stay there sometimes see her staring at them from the upstairs window in the middle of the night.
I'm thinking that business is staying unfinished at that point. Not making a lot of friends.
This is your business now forever. Close the blinds, go to sleep. The police in Charleston apparently have been called multiple times in the middle of the night because people at the hotel have called them and said, like, there's kind of two stories that are prevalent. One is someone has broken into the restaurant across the street, or this is, in some ways a much funnier version, in some ways a much sadder version. Someone's grandmother has gotten locked inside at the restaurant across the street for the last several hours. Can you please go let her out?
She's just running in circles in there. She's going crazy.
She just looks so sad and confused. Please. But her mouth is full of biscuits.
I was going to say, I can smell nothing but biscuits outside of the place. So she's staying busy, but I don't know.
Bobby herself has actually had several experiences with the ghost of Zoe. One night when Bobby was locking up the restaurant, she saw an empty stool slide across the restaurant and then slam over onto the ground. And then all of a sudden the doors of the dining room started to swing open and shut all by themselves. Boom, 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 boom.
Ooh.
The chef of Pugin's Porch has also encountered her ghost. And the favorite story that he tells is that one morning he was there pretty early to receive a produce delivery. He made himself a cup of coffee. And so when the delivery came, he set the coffee down on the counter so he can go help unload. When he came back to the counter, the coffee was gone. So no coffee, no cup, like totally gone.
Sure. Yeah, I do that every morning, literally every morning. Yeah.
Well, this is my life. Absolutely. So so he was confused, as I think, we all are, and thinks, I guess I didn't pour any coffee.
Must have left in the shower. That's what I always do.
Okay, great. Gross.
Check back there. Yep, there it is. My bad.
So he didn't know where he put it. So he's like, I'll just make another cup. So he makes another cup of coffee. When he comes back with his new coffee in hand, the old coffee mug is there on a counter where he had left it.
Mm-hmm.
It's empty.
Mm-hmm.
All the coffee inside that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lipstick stains on the rim of the mug.
Ooh. Does she strike you as a lipstick wearer?
Gosh.
I mean,
I wish he hadn't asked that because he suddenly made this whole episode feel so worthless.
I mean,
no, she doesn't.
I mean, honestly, though, if you're trying to finish some business, at some point you got to start playing the game.
Well, exactly. Know. Yes. Yeah. If your business is to get laid. So this is it's okay. Yeah. It's, you know what? This does fit the narrative.
It is black lipstick. I don't know if that's going to help her, but that is, you know.
But I do feel, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if arouse is the right word, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Smells significantly of clove cigarettes. This is kind of gross, actually. I'm
going to put that. Having a lot of flashbacks to my 16th year. So a woman on the kitchen staff also recalled one particularly memorable event where she stayed late to finish cleaning up her station one night. And she sensed someone behind her. She turns around. There's no one there.
Hmm.
So she goes back to doing what she's doing, cleaning up, blah, blah, blah. But she keeps feeling like someone is watching her.
Mm-hmm.
Every time she turns around, though, of course, like there's no one there. She's going crazy. So she's like, whatever. So she finishes her work. She's going to go home. She's closing up. On her way to the door, she checks herself in the mirror. And in the reflection, she sees an old woman in a black dress standing directly behind her.
Ooh.
She turns around, mm-hmm. terrified. There's no one there.
Just a wisp of clove smoke.
And she said to that wind, she said, "You're trying too hard."
Chill for 5 seconds.
It's easy, Zoe. You don't have to work so hard. As we've discussed, men are not great. They're into it. Just be cool. And that is the story of the multiple ghosts of Pugin's Porch.
Hmm.
So you've been there. How long has it been since you've been there?
Oh, we went there. We did Charleston. We did Asheville, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina in one trip before COVID, I think. Okay. And yeah, 2018, 2019. It was
fairly recently.
Just fantastic. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic trip.
This menu, I need to go. It's just... I mean, it's Southern, it's comfort food, mm-hmm. it's soul food.
Mm-hmm. It's like, in a home. Like, there's Jesus no more Christ. Comforting environment to eat comfort food than in someone's beautiful home.
They have sweet tea glazed salmon.
Oh, my gosh.
Get more Southern than that. Stop. I
You're gonna
dare
make me
you.
You're going to looking up flights. Don't do that.
Pugin's famous bone-in fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what I had.
And you can have Zoe's bone-in
fried chicken.
Fried chicken. I mean, the menu looks truly outstanding. Mm-hmm. So,
Jen, add it to the trip. I know we said west, but we were wrong. East.
Well, we're gonna go west still, but we need to go east. We need to go east to go west. And please, yep. I'm so distracted. There's pictures of the food on this website. God, it looks good. Pugin'sPorch.com, huh? Boy, Jen, yes, please. I'm so hungry, Jen, and I won't be satisfied until you get us to South Carolina. But yeah, that's a story. So you didn't see any ghosts, huh?
Not that I remember. I was really focused on the chicken, though. So
I mean,
something
how
may have happened.
Can you not be?
Yeah,
you could have Zoe walk right by, and you would not have registered.
No idea.
Meanwhile, all she wanted was a tender touch.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a place with your wife and children,
mm-hmm.
and there's a ghost who's like, I just want to get laid,
mm-hmm.
and you're the one to do it for me, I can tell you, it's you or no one.
Right, yeah.
You can free me from this prison mm-hmm. of ghostship,
mm-hmm.
but your wife and children are right there.
Right.
What do you do?
I probably don't do anything. I'm probably very scared at this point. Very, very scared.
I probably don't look out from under the table, which is where I have crawled. It's fine.
I ask if the ghost can go find our server because I really need to check in a bus pass.
Do you know Lisa? Because yeah. I really, yeah. we've got to go. Please. gosh, well, that is our story for tonight. I'm sorry you didn't see a ghost when you were there, but I guess we're going to have to go back and just and look for science. Ourselves and yeah. eat so much fucking chicken. These pictures are just... Oh, God, I'm so hungry. This has been another really, I think, pretty fun episode of Is This a Ghost? All the notes this week were taken by me, Clayton Smith. All the funny jokes were from Patrick Dean. Our video editor is Jen Swanson. Our audio editor is Jeremy Montoya. Our social media manager is Kai Valonis. And gosh, I'll tell you, if you like what you hear, you should probably go check out Ghost Plus because it's just... There's even more of it, and it gets even weirder over there. So lots of extra content for you at Ghost Plus. So go check it out. Isthisaghost.com. You'll see the link for Ghost Plus. And it's super fun. And if you, I don't know, if you go to South Carolina, you go to Pugin's Porch, you're going to miss the ghost too because this food is so good. But if you do see the ghost, let us know because we want to interview you, I guess, maybe for next week's episode of Is This a Ghost? Thank you.